This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malam Keen, everyone. This is Deese, host of The Social Hour. Oh, that? That's just me playing the piano. I'm pretty good, aren't I? You know what else I'm good at? Making people laugh and talking to people, but more importantly, making you think sometimes. So tune into The Social Hour every Tuesday and Thursday at DeeseComedy.com and hear me talk to people like Libertarian presidential candidate Joe Jorgensen, comedian Steve Hofstetter, creator of The Savage Dragon and co-founder of Image Comics, Eric Larson, and the guy who owns the weed shop on the corner by my house. We've got range, just like my abilities on this piano. Listen to me mix it up here. We'll just let that play. I'll see you this week on The Social Hour. Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is Some Imperfections. I am Deese.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Sierra.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. We've got a great one planned for you guys. As always, go to some.imperfections on Instagram. Give us a follow, and you can find our anonymous submission link there for topics, questions, anything you have you'd like to submit to us, or you can follow us on Facebook. That also has the link. And get us your questions. We've got a bunch of questions and topics coming in, so we appreciate you guys doing that. And listen, go to Spotify and listen, DeeseComedy.com and IAmAlliance.me. Smash that subscribe button, right? That's
smash
what the kids
it.
Say. Smash
Hell
that.
Yeah.
And follow. Tell your friends. The biggest thing you can do, guys, is share. More than subscribing, we appreciate you. We don't even want you to listen. We just want you to have other people listen. That's more important than you listening. No, if you enjoy it, tell a friend. Let someone know. Send them a link and have them take a listen.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. That's right. You know, I think people always forget about that, how important that is for mm-hmm. things that you enjoy. Share it with your friends. If it's a meme or a show or a movie or an album, you tell your friends about it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Use that voice, baby.
Yeah.
Your favorite hoodie?
That's
tell
right.
them where you got it.
Yeah. My closet.
Got the hoodie king over here.
Yeah. So let people know. And we appreciate you guys listening, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And send in all your fantastic questions and topics and letting us ramble about it and give you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. How's everyone doing this week?
Good.
Good.
Like better than ever.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Some big business changes
mm-hmm.
That I think have been in the works for more than we're willing to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were trying to push.
Yeah.
Force.
So, I guess just letting everybody know, after this month, the shop in Spokane will be no longer. We are mm-hmm. closing down. In lieu of some pretty shitty relationships and mm-hmm. lease terms that we are no longer wanting to pursue, we chose not to resign. And this, I feel like, is such a huge step for us.
It is.
In a direction we've been wanting to go for a while mm-hmm. And just not knowing how and wanting to support our community and really putting all of our efforts into this space and mm-hmm. failing to show up for what it is we love and what
yep.
it is we want to do.
Yeah, because the success of being able to create a community, gain those connections,
mm-hmm.
grow in that way was beautiful.
Yeah.
So to again close those doors is not easy, but very simple.
Yeah,
knowing that this feels so good to
for
be able to move forward.
Everybody, like I feel like mm-hmm. it's like all of us and our coworkers included.
Mm-hmm.
It's like spreading our wings.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. onto what we were actually called for.
Yeah.
Which wasn't managing a shop, no matter what it was.
Which so. Means...
Which means...
What does it mean?
That we are going to pursue everything that we started with and more. Mm-hmm. And we are bringing back retreats.
Woo-woo!
Which we were going to anyways. But now with the effort and energy that we have and the time, they're going to be...
Badass.
Fucking amazing. And... Yeah, and now we're going to be doing our small group coaching.
Uh-huh.
That, which, yeah,
has also just been in the works for so long.
So long. I mean,
and now it just feels like, duh, yeah. Why haven't we done that?
Yeah. But it's because, I mean, for all the listeners, you know what we're saying. When you're spread thin, like when you have, you're like an octopus. You have your hands in a million different places. Yeah. It can stretch you paper thin, like translucent is how I feel right now. Like, where am I?
I was like yawning.
Like, yeah, right? Exactly. And we just involve ourselves in so many things because we want to be all the things for all the people that we forget who we are for ourselves sometimes. And not that we forget, but that we just put it on the back burner. We don't make ourselves a priority.
We can't share the gift it is we have to share with other people when we're so focused on other people, really. I mean, now that we can come back home to center and focus on what is fulfilling to us, I feel like we're going to be able to serve so much better.
Yep.
So I'm so excited.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, we feel really good about it.
Mark your calendars, May 13th through the 16th, Rockaway Beach in Oregon.
Do the Rockaway. Lean back. Lean back.
First retreat of 2021, Sacred Sistas, y'all.
It's going to be so
beautiful. Ugh. Come ready to discover your true power and do lots of connecting with that inner wisdom, that intuition, yoga, meditation.
And to heal with amongst other women is just the most beautiful thing to experience.
Yeah. So
we'll have our early bird special. All of that.
So get a hold of us.
We'll share all the details.
Limited spots.
Yep.
Same goes for our group coaching program, Alliance, which is starting March 3rd. We only have 6 spots available. A few of them, I believe, are already taken. So message us. You can find the application on our website.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that's new with the biz.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Oh, me. I'm good. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I've been sleeping and I've been working too much.
That's valid.
Yeah. So I am just, I've had this writing project I've been focused on, and it's, you know, I get involved in writing and then my mind just swims and then I don't sleep and, you know, everything. I feel like sleep deprivation may be the worst thing. Like, I'd rather be waterboarded. Like, it's worse than all, like, being, I'd rather have the flu than be like sleep deprived. You just, it's just this weird gray, like, you just kind of, I don't know, like, so I need to get some rest. I plan to get a good night's sleep tonight, go to bed at a decent time and sleep for a solid 8 hours, ideally. I'm going to probably drug myself and pass out and get a good night's sleep and feel back on my feet because I got a long couple days coming up. So, but man, it's been good. Otherwise, lots of projects. Started the comedy class. That's been good. I have some people hitting me up for asking when we're going to do the next one. So I'm trying to figure out details on that.
Because the first week for it was last week, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
So, yeah, as this airs, we'll have done 2 of them.
Good.
So it's been good. Yeah. I just need a couple of projects to even out so I can get back in a rhythm.
They
yeah.
will.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah. Otherwise, it's good. It's good stuff. It's just, it's time consuming. Getting back in the habit of writing regularly, and then the project I'm doing is a little different writing project, so it's a little different process. But it's coming along.
Good.
So,
you'll find your rhythm.
Oh, yeah. I got to figure out my weeks and my hours. And
what is even a week anymore? Like, what is Monday through Friday? Oh. Like, it doesn't even feel like...
I don't know, but I'm ready to reestablish what they look like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, luckily, but also... unfortunately for sleep, comedy has come back somewhat. Mm-hmm. Some live comedy. I did a couple shows last weekend at the comedy club. Mm-hmm. Some private shows that were fun. One was for 6 people. One was for 4.
How is that with such a small audience? You
know, I was dreading it going into it. Not dreading it. It's just, you know, I've definitely done shows that small in my life at like bar shows and shit like that, like really shitty little produced venues and shows that you do on the road and stuff. And, you know, it can be a lot of fun at times because that small crowd is just like, they're there to have fun and they're engaged and you can kind of talk to them a little bit more and be a little more interactive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just there and don't care. The way it's geared now is we're able to do shows for up to 6 people that are allegedly from the same household, but we don't verify. Mm-hmm. As the law states, they're supposed to be from the same household. Mm-hmm. And we just assume they're honest. And so that's what we're doing. You know, that's the max we can do, so we're doing it. And the people are super great because mm-hmm. they're very, you know, they paid a pretty good sum to mm-hmm. go watch a private show, so they're very invested. Yeah. You know, they're not going to waste their time or, like, be on the phone or want to, you know, dick around. They want to get their money's worth. And they – so it's it was great.
That's awesome.
I'm headlining a couple shows in Coeur d'Alene, for anyone who's listening, at Honey Social Club on the 12th and 13th. If you're
I
in the area, come
great.
Check out that. It's,
yeah.
It's
I've
great.
Never
it
been
is.
There.
It's fun. I've done shows there in the past. But I haven't done a headlining set in, I did one in like July, but it's been like 6 months or more. Mm-hmm. And, so it's nice to do a couple 30-minute sets this last weekend to kind of get mm-hmm. my legs back underneath me, my set, and remember where everything goes and how mm-hmm. it being on stage that long. So that was good. And it made me remember, it made me feel better. 'Cause I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like doing an hour is not going to be a problem mm-hmm. After doing that. So it was nice. The audiences was super fun. And it was
cool.
Great. Got to try some new jokes. I haven't worked at all in front of mm-hmm. a live audience because mm-hmm. no one's been alive. So
live doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. So that was fun too. It was great to work.
Well, I'm going to have to come to this honey
yes.
place.
Yeah.
And Tave.
Yeah. He loves anything funny.
Well, pick
He's
a night. Yeah. And
comedy,
come
anything.
I've got some great funny folks. Rob Wentz, Sophie Tomey, friends of the shows. You
Woo-hoo!
Guys know them. If you listen to Social Hour, and also Philip Kopp, since he's going to be slumming it, hosting it for us. So
nice.
We love them.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been good. I booked something like 14 shows in the last close to like 20 shows in the last couple of weeks. So it's
awesome.
it's been good seeing stuff put back on the calendar.
And is that any, did you say Montana? Are you going to have any in Montana?
I do have stuff in Montana, mm-hmm. Stuff in Idaho. Montana is pretty much all of it. But
like a consistent thing for you.
Yeah.
Montana has always been.
Yep. And I booked some new places and some other stuff's coming and, trying to find some stuff in Oregon.
Yeah.
Currently searching county availability in Oregon. So if anyone knows any counties that are allowing gatherings of people that mm-hmm. want to have a great time in Oregon, holla! I will bring a show to you, and I guarantee you will be at least partially satisfied.
I love it.
Partial satisfaction guarantee.
Maybe there's somebody in Rufus, the little town of Rufus.
Maybe.
I love that cute little place.
Yeah.
Rufus reminds me of the Mole Rat on Kim Possible.
They said, what?
I have no idea. Tori knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
There's this little mole rat. His name was Rufus.
A mole rat?
Yeah.
A naked mole
yep.
rat?
Mm-hmm.
His name's
okay.
Rufus?
Yes.
Hmm.
That was my first dog's name.
Really?
Yep. And we named the
Rufus.
The campy Rufus.
What?
Yeah, and then we got a GoPro, and we named it Bullard because it was our favorite campground as soon as we got to Oregon.
Campy is just campy.
Yeah, it was like a nickname. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's just campy. Yeah. Well, awesome. It makes me feel like part of the world's coming back.
Yeah, it's
just to hear you say that.
It is. It is a little bit. Luckily, it never left in Idaho and Montana.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But doing it in Washington was fun, and being back at the club and getting to do, you know, some longer sets was nice. Yeah, working them new jokes, and they work too. So I'm like, still got it. Still got it. Yeah, this may shock you guys. I wrote more material about how I hate kids. Not that I hate them. I just don't want to pay for your shitty kids.
We love you, Dees. We love Dees.
Listen, my taxes can go to something else. I don't
want like our future Social Security that we're not going to have?
You like that too, yeah. Listen, I mean, everyone's like, I want kids. And that's fine. I just don't want to pay for your kids. Because, like, I don't know. I want a Lexus. Do you want to help me pay for my Lexus? You know? And guarantee you in 14 years I won't grow up, develop a meth habit, break in your apartment, steal your PlayStation 2.
Oh.
It's just going to be gas efficient, have a great resale value.
Maybe this means we should move to what we're sipping on.
Yeah, okay. Sierra.
Because we have something really spectacular.
Yeah.
Yes, we
to
do.
Share that I'm maybe you've already all know.
Well.
They must.
They might.
They might.
But you guys, we have our very first sponsor.
Yeah.
So excited.
Sipping on some Approach this evening. They're a company based out of Portland, Oregon, and they make CBD-infused sparkling water.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. I'm kind of obsessed with them, and you guys know I do not fuck with sparkling water. I
it ain't your thing.
Like my water flat, but this stuff is bomb.
It's so good.
Especially the cucumber mint. So, and they use like broad spectrum CBD, so there's no THC.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, as soon as I take a drink, I feel it in my bones. Like, mm-hmm. It is the most soothing.
Well, because it's got 30 milligrams mm-hmm. of broad spectrum CBD, mm-hmm. 10 milligrams of active, mm-hmm. and no THC.
Yeah.
So it's like super bioavailable for your body. It absorbs really quickly.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Basically what that means. So it absorbs into your system really fast.
It's a bomb. Bomb. And their packaging is so cute. And the people
so cute.
Are so friendly. So pick some up. They'll mm-hmm. ship it to your door.
Can you find it in retail stores locally?
Some,
or is it just...
Yeah, you can. I think they're... Locally, I only found one place. And I don't know if they actually carry it. Or mm-hmm. if they're even open. It was like a tap room.
Mm-hmm.
But you can order them online. Mm-hmm. I think in bigger cities, you would probably have an easier time finding them.
Yeah, I'm drinking watermelon right now, mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying lemon lime for the first time, and I gotta say, big fan. Mm-hmm. That cucumber, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That cucumber's
I really great. Enjoy them all. Honestly, I think it's hard for me to pick which one I like the best. I love lemon lime because it blends so well with my Ningxia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I need to try that.
It's really good. And it's super bubbly. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when I first...
It is, but not overwhelming because
It's more of an effervescent bubbly
like mm-hmm.
than it is like a champagne sparkling bubbly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Guys, seriously, I'm not kidding. I have to, like, stop myself from having one every single day because
mm-hmm.
I don't want them to run out.
Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, I'm like... Okay, let's just get more.
I know.
Can we just drink them all so we can get more?
I know.
Yeah.
So guys, go find Approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tag yourselves on Instagram with it and tag Some Imperfections saying you heard it here and
yeah.
let them know.
Yes. Let them know.
And let us know which tag us
Back
and
the
tag
sharing.
Them and let us know which one is your favorite once you try them. Go try them all.
Yeah.
And then just tag us, tag Approach. And it's APRCH. So mm-hmm. it's spelled
super
little,
cute.
Yeah.
And their handle is drink @drinkapproach.
Mm-hmm. And they have a variety pack that you can get. So if you want to try all of them,
Which you should.
Yep. And I think it's really inexpensive. Actually, when I looked, I was really surprised at the price. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was. I just remember thinking it was much cheaper than I was expecting.
Yeah. Sign up for that subscription. Yep. Get some money off.
And tag us.
You'll want
tag
to.
Tag us.
Yeah.
Share, share, share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fun.
Fun. Sponsor.
Yeah. So that's what we'd be sipping on, guys.
Yep.
So you guys grab some too, sip on that, and let us know what you think. Like I said, let us know your favorite flavor
mm-hmm.
and which one you like best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Team Cucumber.
I don't know what team I am yet. I'm the one that wants to play for all of them.
Yeah. Understandable. Okay. Well,
yeah.
What do we got today?
Yeah, maybe we should move right to it.
Yeah.
You want to read it, Dees?
Sure.
Do you mind?
I am a 29-year-old female and 3 years out of a relationship that was about 5 years long. Let me tell you, the shit was hard to let go of because I loved the person, but I needed to explore my curiosity. To be completely honest, my sexual curiosity with others, dating, and having the ability to up and leave without a hesitation. I have met some great people, and I have had some great times. However, sometimes I can't help but think if I bought too much into the grass is greener. I still think about that person from time to time, and part of me wonders why I do. That person and I did have the best sex, so maybe I'm biased. Just would like to know your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you for submitting.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. Get started.
What are they?
Have it.
So, first of all, I don't think you bought into the grass is always greener. I think you knew, and if you had any kind of urge or pull to leave the relationship, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, but maybe seemingly easily,
mm-hmm.
like being able to just up and leave with no hesitation, mm-hmm. to me that says like it wasn't that tough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the after, like the processing of the situation afterwards was hard and kind of grieving mm-hmm. something that maybe you weren't even aware of beforehand.
Yeah. Like a realization that only happens.
Yeah.
Kind of like once you're out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you were wrong
mm-mm.
for leaving. I think you were called to and mm-hmm. you acted on that. And I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to use another cliche, an idiom outside of the grass is always greener, and that is looking back with rose-colored glasses. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the instance I would say you're having here, as well as most people have in this case. It's easy to look back on a relationship and be like, oh, man, like that. Why didn't that work? Or, mm-hmm. you know, you forget about the daily grind or the things that really like you forget about the things that you didn't make you work and mm-hmm. just the good things stand out. It's easy to do that. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty firm believer that if you break up with someone, like, don't get back together with them.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very rarely. And I know, don't write me. There's exceptions that prove the rule. I don't need your story on how it worked out for you. I get it. Sometimes it does. The majority of the time, it doesn't work out again.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a couple weeks of that like honeymoon stage again, and then you quickly go revert back to why it didn't work. And there's probably a lot of unhealed wounds or things that, you know, issues you guys had, and it's that you guys never fixed, obviously, because you broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And those things just compound and like, it's this weird orbit where they come back as they circle around, they come back harder and more frequently mm-hmm. because they're never corrected. That orbit's never corrected. It just keeps swinging back around harder and harder and more frequently. And you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you moved on for a reason. Like Abby said, you had to have some inclination and trust that instinct.
Mm-hmm. And it was easy. So they say, right? It was,
well, I think, I don't know if it was necessarily easy. I don't want to put mm-hmm. this on you, but I,
mm-hmm. I mean, hard to let go of, yes, but you knew.
Yeah.
And I think, too, there's a part of this where it's like, trusting so much of yourself that you don't live in the past of that, and that you don't carry any of that into your next relationship or any curiosities that you have with experimenting.
Yeah. I think maybe, and looking back with rose-colored glasses, I think why maybe you're finding yourself here is because you're just craving intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why, like, a
different kind of intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfulfilled by the kind of vapid exploration, which
totally.
Nothing against that, but you know, it is vapid and hollow, and eventually you want probably
more.
What you had in that relationship, which was.
But maybe not. Maybe not what they had in the relationship. If the only good thing you're referencing is the sex, like, that's beautiful.
That's
but
true.
Maybe your craving for intimacy goes beyond the physical.
And I think,
and that's where the lack was showing up, and why you chose to leave was because maybe emotionally, mentally, spiritually even, there was this void happening of connection and intimacy. And
totally
you fulfilled it in your sexual life, which is fine, but it's not sustainable.
And I think that's why I really agree with what you're saying, too, because you can experiment sexually in all these things. It obviously, you said it's great sex. Mm-hmm. And so you experimenting outside of that with somebody else, again, you're going to come to this place of, like, this void.
Still empty.
Still there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, and it might make you look back on that relationship and be like, oh, you know, again, don't need to go back there, but it's going to open you up to the things that you're really wanting from that person that you're not going to find from experimenting with, you know, any sort of partners unless you experiment emotionally differently, because you're just recreating a pattern that you did already have that pattern, even if it was with one person. So if you experimented sexually, of course, there was lots of different things that you did that you're going to go and do with maybe multiple people. So again, it's just another cyclical thing that you're going to put yourself through.
If you don't,
you know, I encourage you to sit and actually take time to, like, listen, get introspective.
It's what you want.
Yeah.
And not settle for anything less than that.
Because it almost sounds like you're, like, you don't want to beat yourself up. It's almost like this inner battle that you have. So you're just going to subside it or cover it up with the thing that you know you do want physically that you can have from anyone.
Yeah.
That you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like maybe some reflection that could help is writing down all of the red flags of the relationship, because I guarantee there were some.
Well, and I think those red flags are going to say more about you.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, so much more about you, because those red flags are going to be consistent.
Consistent, no matter what the situation. So finding out what those red flags are can just shine some light on what it is you actually want and what makes you feel safe and unsafe.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times it's just familiar and easy. So when you get out of a, you know, if you're feeling low or not feeling good about yourself or anything mentally, or, you know, feeling unfulfilled because of these kind of hollow conquests you've gone through in you know, your dating life, it's easy to fall back on that thing that was familiar. I mean, 5 years is a pretty good chunk of time when you're 29. I mean, you know, so there's 3 years out, so 26, so 21 to 26. That's a good chunk of time. That just feels familiar to you. That's just like what the only thing adult you kind of knows. So you don't really have any other context or anything to put it against. You need to have some other adult relationships, and I mean genuine adult relationships. Even friend relationships, or build bridges with people that are more than just going out and experimenting sexually. Have deeper relationships with people to try to figure out what it is you like, what it is you don't like, what maybe why that relationship didn't work out. Also, don't be afraid to be alone. Don't be afraid to be alone for a while. It kind of sounds like as soon as you got done kind of sowing your wild oats, it's like, oh, well, I guess I want to go back and be with him or someone. Is it him, or is it just you want someone that you know gave you
validation.
Something? Yeah.
And this just adds to the patterns. So, like, you're sitting there 3 years later, you're still thinking, like, what if or how or why? Because that can be easy, right? It's something you had. It's something that you could maybe mend or try and fix. But that's, like, that's the root of the pattern that created this to put you in this position of wanting more. And the more you come to terms with that, or really owning that it has nothing to do with that person, it has nothing to do with the sexual connotation with anyone else, or any other person at all, that you can really, really uncover a wound that you're going to say, I know exactly where this is from. And it may not even have anything to do with you necessarily.
Yeah.
And you can really work on that. Like, that's the whole important part in all of this.
Yeah.
That's going to create you. Emotional freedom.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would say. Sit with you.
Because if it's hard, if it scares you, that's the thing you need to do. Like, or if you're listening, you're like, I don't need to do that. Well, it's even that much more important than.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta, you gotta find you in all this, you know? I mean, you're 29. Take the time. It sounds like you've been thinking about other things for a long time and not thinking about what you truly want and truly need. You know, you've kind of been just casually going through life, kind of playing a little bit. So maybe look, and there's nothing wrong with that, but if you're looking back at that relationship and thinking about the things that meant something to you about it, maybe don't look back, look forward and find a way to find things and build a life that's meaningful for you. What do you want? What does make you happy? What do you want to do in life? And don't build it around a person, you know, build it around yourself, and then the right person will be added to that at the right time. That's a really big thing that I think people, you know, it's why they tell addicts that they, you know, if you're in recovery, like, don't get in a relationship. You are not in a position where you're even able to essentially take care of yourself. I mean, if you're, you know, working, paying bills, et cetera, but there's a mental taking care of yourself, that day-to-day stuff that people really lose track of, and they just find someone else, like, well, this is easy, it's familiar, there's a lot of problems, but it's I know it. It's the devil I know, you know, and it's easier to just kind of go along with it than buck the system and have to, like, be alone again or something, or find start over with a new relationship. But don't be afraid to do that.
Because go ahead.
And honor it. Like, that time with yourself is so sacred. And you are going to uncover parts of yourself that you love that might have been suppressed, maybe by other people, maybe by yourself, probably a combination. And you taking the time to honor that and, like, really know that in your bones means nobody is going to take it away.
Yep.
Because if you go through life, like, not connecting with that or not really knowing yourself fully, we can live for other people so easily.
We can.
And that gives them the power. I don't even want to call it power.
Well, because it's, what do they say? It's when you don't know who you are, you serve them. When you know who you are with them. So you're going to constantly be living in this state of
proving and reaching and anything to become enough for them when you're already enough.
And those qualities, those qualities are the things that kind of correlate with the thing they call trauma bonding, and how you can not even think that anything traumatic has gotten you to this place, especially sexually in particular. But as soon as you start to uncover and honor those things, like Abby just said, you will learn, like, I am bonding with this one particular, like, thing that I do with people because of the thing that happened to me. And that trauma bonding you'll bond with people for the rest of your life that way if you don't take the time to sit with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and take, like Sarah said, take your time and literally really, 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 I can't implore people enough, as someone who's, you know, gone through this and then took time to, you know, keep fixing and realize certain things were not working. So step back and fix again. Take the time to fix all the things you want and make things how you want in your life and make you happy. Even if it takes you a couple years, like say it takes you 2 years.
It's so worth it
because you could waste another five. You could be in another 5 year relationship and then that way. And because you're not haven't made yourself happy, it'll never work. And then you get out of a 5 year relationship when you're 5 years down the line and you still have to do that 2 years of work or whatever it is. Do that now. And then you have the rest of your life to kind of, just make happy relationships, form good bonds with each other. I mean, it's like we all have that one like box that's just sitting in the entryway for like months and you're like, I'm going to put it away eventually. You know, it's like that or like your coffee, like coffee mug at the floor of your on the floorboard of your passenger seat when you get out of your car. It's like if you have the thought to pick it up, just fucking pick it up. Mm-hmm. Don't say I'll get it next time. Don't make an excuse. Just pick it up. Mm-hmm. And same thing with this. Don't make an excuse on why you can't do it. Just start now. And then before you know, it's just habit. And then there's no coffee mugs on the floor of your car anymore.
And you're gonna feel so, it's amazing what little, even little things like that. Every time I do, like, oh, I'm going to take that in and throw it away. And I do. I actually do it. I'm like, fuck yeah, Abby. Like, I'm so proud of myself. I'm serious.
Well, because it really is like cleaning house, but not that, the cleaning house term. But it's like, it's getting rid of all of this, like, dust
clutter
in your head that, like, makes you feel stuffy around everything else. So,
well, it's a mental, it's a mindset. It's indicative of your mindset and outlook on life. And your outlook is, I am efficient. I want to take care of things that take care of me in my life. And it's just little things like that. Like I'm sure I've said it before. Like I'm always diligent about making my bed every morning. And it's just like, I know it doesn't mean anything. No one really sees it. It's like, whatever, I get back in, it's in at night, whatever. But like cosmically I've gotten up and my mindset is straighten this out. Make this again, and like it's a good way to like straighten your day, keep yourself focused in getting things done.
Yeah, it's just a really good way to set the tone
and to have ritual for yourself, no matter what it is. It could be making your bed, having your coffee, stretching, whatever you want to do. But like taking the time and honoring, even if it's 5 minutes for yourself right when you wake up, good way to start the day.
Yeah,
and this can all just come back to also, like, in this time that you're spending with yourself and putting in the effort and the energy to look at yourself and your life differently is where you're going to really attach to, is this decision or these thoughts and feelings coming from my ego? Is it being driven by a feeling that is fed by something that is not really intuitively who I am? Am I doing this because of habit when I know it's probably not healthy? Am I doing this because, I don't know, Abby and Sierra Dees told me to or whatever. You know, it's just you really grow real fond of yourself and learn, like, it's almost like you feel like how you're just saying how you felt good about bringing in the coffee and like getting rid of the garbage from your, you know, it's like you're proud that you've taken the time to really just honor you and your space and your decisions,
and you have your own back.
Yes, because you don't need anything outside of yourself. This whole looking and searching and trying to create something that you want to experiment with outside of you will not last forever. It will only contain you in that moment that it's happening. It will not last forever. So the only thing that will hold and contain you forever is you. And sometimes those people will come and go. So decide if it's coming from your ego or your intuition. You'll learn.
Yeah.
And to decipher.
Those little moments add up of, you know, the metaphor of picking up your coffee cup. Those moments add up and become big moments. And it doesn't, they stop becoming decisions, conscious decisions, and they just become a lifestyle. They just become what you do. They become instinct. And that's, that's very much kind of, you know, very, very Zen, really. Mm-hmm. Is that's the kind of idea of Zen, is you're focusing and making those right decisions, and you're training your mind to not be weak in the moment, and it becomes instinct instead of conscious decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're literally rewiring neural pathways that at one point acted in a very different manner. So fucking, it's not easy,
it's not.
Bro. It's not going to be easy. Mm-mm. There's going to be so many times where you act in a way that's familiar in those old belief patterns, and you're going to be like, God damn it.
Yep. And you know, and then you're proud of yourself for recognizing it, because cognitive reprogramming is not like a downward, like a software download. Like, it is constant every day. And that whole showing up for making your bed in the morning because it's something you want to do, cutting that, slicing the apple instead of eating it whole, taking the time in the things that you're like, I'm proud that I did not rush through my meal.
Yep.
And time is not linear. Like, you, it's all going to be there.
It's all
still going to
be there. Please, release the idea that you have to get more done in order to XYZ.
Yeah.
Feel proud. Be better. You're already enough right now.
Mm-hmm. Back to
you,
like,
get to take the time.
You do
to cut the apple.
It is for
you get to take the time to do whatever it is you want to do.
Yep.
But don't let that slip and become pressure to perform and pressure to make a to-do list and get all of these things done, because you don't want to find your worth in that either. You know, you don't want to find your worth in, oh, I accomplished all these things today, look at me, and then the next day when you don't do shit because you're burnt out and you're tired and you're shaming yourself and you're all upset with yourself, like, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
So just be very aware and very conscious while you're making these decisions and showing up for yourself in a way that feels good, in a way that feels supported of you.
And it may sound like we're really far from what our but that's just because it's not anything necessarily of like what's on the surface.
Yeah,
it isn't at all.
It's not.
And find ways. Here's the thing. What I read from this is like, you really are seeking intimacy, and you can have that with yourself. Like, take a bath, put lotion on your legs, do these little things. Go to a yoga class or take a yoga class. Like, there are so many things you can do to strengthen that connection with yourself and to discover new parts of who you are. And that's intimate. Like, it doesn't have to be physical or sexual per se, but.
And it can be too. It
can
be that
too.
You know, we can talk about the taboo things that people don't talk about.
Yeah.
You
want
to experiment with
that?
Yourself. You have the freedom to do that.
You have full authority.
You do.
And agency over you and your body and how you connect with it. And so maybe that's like the work right here. Like, find ways to experience intimacy outside of, internally, like outside of other people.
Yep. And basically the first thing, like the first, you know, just do something that you've never done. Like, try something new in that, whatever that is.
Well, Tessa gave me an amazing recommendation the other day. I was like feeling a little bit off, and we just got through like this giant tarot reading with Gabby about like my whole everything, like unpacked so much. And Tessa was like, I think you just need to give yourself a hug. And I was like,
oh.
Tears, like instant sobbing. Mm-hmm. And I did, guys, it's amazing. I'm like, it's so great. So do it. Like, show yourself some compassion. You're doing great.
Yeah.
And all of this is going to come to fruition. Like, all of this. Yeah.
Dang, guys.
All right. Anything else on this?
I feel like we just, like, skipped everything and went straight to the core.
We did. Well, because I kind of feel like with this one, we kind of had to.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe just because of some of the words that were used.
Yeah. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I see a lot of red flags.
Yeah.
That it's just something this person has never experimented outside of that for themselves.
Mm-hmm. But you know.
And there's no, this is no guilting or anything.
Also a beautiful part of this of like, I knew I had to get out of this relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, follow that.
Yep.
Now, what does it look like outside of any relationship?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I think there's a strong, strong knowing here.
Yeah.
It's just honoring it and mm-hmm. learning to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of this has been pushing you there, so.
Yeah, keep going. Focus on you for a bit. Don't focus on other people. Mm-hmm. Focus on you. And whatever that means to make you happy with what you're doing in life. Because then the rest just kind of happens, you know. When you're doing what you attract the right people.
Yeah.
It sounds cliche, but it you know, you do. You attract the right people at the right time with your actions and what you're putting forth and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have to worry about, you know, finding the right person or feeling like it's hollow or just the sex or looking back at exes. You're putting the right people in your life because you're putting the right things in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll change the whole trajectory.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you are feeling stressed and you just want to unwind and relax, you can go to drinkapproach.com and order some CBD sparkling water.
Because it really, you can feel like it's, I don't know, it's calming.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I feel it.
Yo, at the beginning of this, okay, guys, I just downed a whole one of these babies. At the beginning of this show, I was like so quiet and I was like, whoa. I was like, I need to engage.
Maybe we shouldn't be drinking this before the show.
Yeah. Drink it on the wind down.
So if you all made it this far, we're just very zen.
I'm just sleepy.
And Deese is tired.
Yeah, Deese is so tired.
He's baby tired. He needs a pacifier and pass out.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some warm milk tonight. Mm. Yeah, the cedarwood puts me out.
Isn't the cedarwood? I'm telling you, Tavis is obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
But because we can't diffuse right now, I'm telling
Why
you, that roller.
You?
Because, so when you live in an RV during mm-hmm. the winter, not all RVs are created the same, but ours is a four season, so it has a lot of room between the walls and the actual, like, outside of the RV,
mm-hmm.
which means lots of insulation, but also lots of air and room. So it can create condensation if you don't mm-hmm. have good airflow, and it's like a big no-no to diffuse, mm-hmm. Use a diffuser, because the moisture that emits in such a small space.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we have like all of our vents open, which we have them cracked 24/7, but we don't have windows open, it's mm-hmm. just hard to get flow going.
Yeah.
So we are just rolling it up, mm-hmm. rollers all the time, which I think I'm going through oils faster because
really?
Of it. Yes.
Dude, I've been like dropping like 12 to 15 drops in a...
That's my diffusing too. I drop like... 10,
yeah.
15 plus. Yes.
A lot
I
lately.
I love it.
And also, I've got to give a shout out to lime.
Oh.
I never, ever, I always was just like, oh, I'll use it in like food or like water. No, bro.
It's so
diffusing it smells like summertime.
Yeah. So good.
Straight summertime.
And it's really good with cedarwood. Just cedarwood and lime is really great.
I'll need to try it.
Yeah.
I've been doing that.
Or like a sandalwood.
Lime. Oh, what do they do? Lime orange.
Lime and orange. Anything mm-hmm. citrus mm-hmm. is so good.
Mm-hmm. Bright.
Very bright. Citrus fresh. Do you have that one?
No.
Oh, well, it's so good.
I'll need to get it. Naomi, my cousin, mm-hmm. we were talking about him the other day. I was like, let's play a game. She's like, okay, what? I was like, name your top 10 favorite oils.
You
She's
and games.
She's
like,
oh my God. I don't know why I have to make everything into a game.
I love it.
And she has like a weird aversion to citrus. And so mm-hmm. she was like, you can have my citrus fresh. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. And some people do. That's like with lavender. So many people have that with lavender.
Oh, no. I
and
soak
I,
it up.
Yeah. So, anyways, cedarwood. Yes, Deese is great.
Deese
is like,
I'm going to
look
so
left out.
Tonight.
Cedarwood on your little toes and your lavender
yes.
on your toes.
All right, you can rub my feet with cedarwood tonight.
You got it, baby.
Sounds like I'm bouncing as soon as we're done recording.
I still have work to do and to make dinner.
No, I'll make dinner. Nah, I'll make dinner.
All right, you going to do the pork chops?
Yeah, all you right. know it. Have some faith.
Okay.
Yum. We're having enchiladas.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing anything else? Do you want to talk something else before we go?
No, where guys, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say we're wrapping this episode short today because Deese is tired.
We're not that short. We're at 50
minutes.
And
I really like ending where we ended.
Me too.
For some reason, I feel really strong about the fact that...
And you know what I feel strong about? Taking deliberate rest when we need to.
Yes. Peace.
Yes.
Yes, Deese.
I've been trying. I haven't been able to sleep. I've gotten in bed, and I get in bed in my mind. Like, I was awake for hours last night with the lights off and everything, so... Mm-hmm. That's not trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. I've been trying. I just haven't been able to sleep.
Do you take breaks during the day?
Sometimes, yeah. Little breaks. Play with the dogs.
Screen breaks. Screen time
Yeah,
breaks.
I play with the dogs. I'll do a little reading. Okay. Make some food.
So, yeah, we will end it there.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be done. Because now we're just... chit-chatting and we love you guys for hanging out with us and listening so much.
Yeah, if you didn't catch it already, today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Approach. We love them. Check
them
out.
Love them.
Check us out at I Am Alliance or Authentic Abs. Check Sierra out.
Sierra's vibe. Sierra's dot vibe. I always forget about the silly dot.
It's okay. I'm sure they find you.
Yep.
And go to deesecomedy.com. Buy your tickets for the show at Honey Social Club on the 12th and 13th of February if you are in the Northwest. Those tickets are going to go fast, and they're going to sell out, and it's limited space. So
come hang out.
Yeah, we only got 50 tickets per night. We've already sold
there.
Some. So come check those out. And we've got other shows around the area coming. New podcast for me this Friday.
Ooh.
I've got a new weekly show I'm doing called the Dollar Bin Podcast. That'll be every Friday. So check that out too. Oh, Molly farted.
You guys know dog farts, right? Dog farts are the worst.
Ugh.
And this pup is
damn,
all
that
muscle.
Was rough.
She's
Did
a big
you get
pup.
It?
Okay.
It's like right.
So,
in
anyways,
my
go
face.
Submit your things. All anonymous. You guys, they've been so great, so
yeah,
great.
Yeah, get on that wait list. You got a little queue going.
Yes, we do.
All right, guys. Well, for some imperfections, I've been Deese.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Sierra.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
What? Oh, gosh.